Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Vayechi. This week, Rabbi Levi Cooper will discuss Vayechi. Rabbi Levi Cooper is a senior faculty member at Pardes. And now, Rabbi Levi Cooper.
Thank you, Larry. This podcast is dedicated to the Jews in Green. That's right, our brothers and sisters serving in the U.S. military. I know that many of you enjoy the Pardes podcasts from Jerusalem, so it's a pleasure and a privilege to dedicate this presentation to you. For me, it's particularly appropriate to mention the Jews in Green, because as this podcast reaches you, I'll be off doing my reserve army duty. Some years ago, I served in the Golani Brigade, and today I continue to serve in the reserves, which means that like most Israelis my age, about once a year I get called up for duty, and I leave my family to serve. So, for the Jews in Green, from a Jew who will be in green soon, by the time you get this, let's have a look at a passage from the Talmud that we can connect to this week's portion, Parshat Vayechi. The Talmud offers a list of six things that are propitious signs for the ill: sneezing, perspiration, loose bowel movements, seminal discharges, sleep, and dreaming. What's so encouraging about these physical, almost uncontrollable actions? Let's look at the simple sneeze, a mere twitch in the nose that results in a reflex action from the lungs. To answer this question, we need to explore the history of the sneeze as it has been transmitted in our literature. Our sages tell us that originally there was no sickness in the world. Thus the universe was created, when people's sojourn in this world was over and the time for their demise arrived. Wherever they were, and without prior warning, they would sneeze, and the force of the exhalation would expel their inner soul, and they would die. Just as the Almighty granted life force by blowing a soul into an earthly body, a sneeze would expel that godly life force, sending it back to its maker and returning the body to its previous state as a clump of earth. Our forefather, our sages tell us, Jacob, turned to the Almighty saying, "Master of the universe, don't take my soul from me before I have the opportunity to give final instructions and guidance to my children and to my household." The Almighty acquiesced to this request of Jacob. Indeed, Jacob is the first biblical personality to fall ill before dying. In this week's Torah portion, when he lies on his deathbed, Jacob promptly calls his grandchildren and then his children to be blessed before he dies. Our sages describe the astonishment of various leaders as they had heretofore never encountered a sick person on his deathbed. In a parallel source, a different explanation of Jacob's request is offered. The opportunity for the sneezer to prepare for death by offering parting blessings is not the focus of the request. Rather, Jacob saw how children so often quarrel after a parent's demise. With the occasion to offer parting words, the parent can clarify final wishes and try to prevent arguments between children, an understandable concern for Jacob given his family history. Sneezing, without dropping dead, is therefore a sign of life. In this light, we can understand the biblical passage where Elisha, the prophet Elisha, revives the son of the Shunammite woman and he awakens with seven sneezes before opening his eyes. With this background, we can also understand the grandiose statement of one of the Talmudic sages, apparently a habitual sneezer, who reported the following tradition, adding that this tradition that he was about to report was equal to all the rest of his learning. The tradition was, "It is a good omen when one sneezes during prayer, For just as the sneezer feels relief in this world after sneezing, thus the sneezer shall feel relief in supernal worlds after praying. The Agadic account of the history of the sneeze concludes with a practical instruction. In light of this change in human nature, when a person hears someone else sneeze, they should respond with the blessing, Chaim, life. While blessing someone with good health after a sneeze is a courteous and considerate response, some sages were against the practice. Two reservations about such a blessing were voiced. One concern was that calling out bless you after a person sneezes would disrupt Torah study. This was the practice in the royal household of Rabban Gamliel, though it is unclear how widespread this stricture was. Perhaps it was only in the royal household. Even so, outside the Beit Midrash, outside the study hall, this reservation cannot apply, and a blessing following a sneeze is acceptable. A second concern was that offering a blessing after a sneeze was reminiscent of non-Jewish pagan practices, and as such, circumscribed. Indeed, we have much evidence that offering a blessing after a sneeze was a prevalent practice in ancient times among non-Jews. The Greeks, for instance, assigned much importance to the sneeze, telling tales of how the sneezes of their deities foretold events or served as omens. It is not difficult to understand why some of our sages were concerned that saying bless you after a sneeze was perilously close to pagan beliefs. Despite these concerns, later codifiers recommend offering the sneezer a short blessing. As one authority, the Maharshal, a 16th century Polish rabbi, as the Maharshal outlined, the appropriate blessing for a sneeze is asuta, health, and the sneezer should respond by first saying baruch tiyeh, you should be blessed, and then he should offer a short prayer in the form of a biblical verse, lishuatcha kiviti Adonai, I yearn for your salvation, God. Another Talmudic passage warns against blessing oneself after sneezing during a meal, lest the sneezer blesser chokes on the food. From this passage, it is obvious that it was acceptable for people to offer themselves blessings after sneezing. Hachu, bless me! Though this was not to be done while eating. Returning to the Agadic explanation of the origins and development of the sneeze, it is not uncommon for ancient traditions to offer metaphysical accounts that explain natural phenomena. These narratives do not aim to historically explain the phenomena of the natural world. Indeed, a critical scientific eye would quickly dismiss them as nonsense. Their goal, rather, is to frame our reality in a meaningful manner. Such narratives, therefore, tell the story of the beliefs and aspirations of those who retell the story, conscientiously passing traditions from one generation to the next. As such, these narratives can and should be mined for meaning by all those who hold the narrative sacred. This endeavor seeks to reveal the truth, albeit not the historical or scientific truth. This truth hidden within is the story of our identity. It is our collective memory. It reflects who we are. While a sneeze is a reflective response to an irritation in the nose, an involuntary expulsion of air from the lungs, it's also an opportunity to bless one another and to privately thank the Almighty for the soul that we have inside of us. This soul is an integral part of our being that cannot be expelled like a dusty irritant.
Thank you, Rabbi Cooper. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.